This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Major political parties agree to form parliamentary probe committee on civil service bill cooling off period irregularities. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges Nepal Business Council, Malaysia-Nepal Business Council to invest in Nepal, highlighting legal and structural reforms. Nepal clinches under 16 ACC men's cricket title with 2-wicket victory over Singapore. In football, Nepal misses out on Women's Asia Cup qualification. And Israel to send delegation to Qatar for Gaza talks despite unacceptable Hamas demands. Now, the news in detail. The major political parties represented in the federal parliament have reached an agreement to form a special parliamentary committee to investigate the alleged tampering of the cooling off period provision in the federal civil service bill. The agreement was made during a meeting held at Speaker Debaraj Gimire's residence, attended by chief whips and whips of 5 major political parties. Rashtriya Swatantra Party's chief whip Santosh Pariyar confirmed that the special committee will consist of 7 members, 2 each from the Nepali Congress and CPN-UML, and 1 member each from the Maoist Centre, Rashtriya Swatantra Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party. The committee has been tasked with submitting its investigation report within 21 days of its formation. The Parliamentary Procedure Advisory Committee will finalize the names and submit them to the House of Representatives. The controversy stems from changes made to the bill after the House Committee on State Affairs and Good Governance had endorsed a 2-year cooling off period, which was later altered before enactment. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli held a meeting with a 20-member delegation from Malaysia-Nepal Business Council at his official residence in Baluwatar. The delegation, led by Pradeep Kumar Kukreza, discussed investment opportunities and expressed strong interest in exploring new ventures in Nepal. Prime Minister Oli welcomed the initiative and highlighted the government's ongoing legal and structural reforms aimed at promoting and facilitating foreign investment. He encouraged the delegation to invest in Nepal and assured continued support and collaboration to address future business needs. The visiting delegation showed particular interest in sectors such as plastic waste processing, investment, information technology parks, and tourism. Discussions also covered potential investment in agriculture, manpower, textiles and other key areas. The delegation arrived in Kathmandu on July 2nd for a 3-day visit with support from Nepali Embassy in Malaysia, aiming to strengthen bilateral economic ties. A flood warning siren has been installed at under construction 140 megawatt Tanahoo Hydropower project in Rising Rural Municipality 1 Tanahoo District to help protect communities living near the Sethi River. The siren was set up as part of the project's social responsibility initiative aimed at providing early warnings about water level fluctuations to residents downstream. Chief of the Tanahoo Hydropower Project, Shyamji Bhandari, informed that a public awareness program on flood-induced disaster risk reduction and management was also conducted for the local population. The installation is part of a broader river safety management plan to ensure the safety of people living near the river. Heavy rainfall across the country has triggered flooding and landslides, completely disrupting highways and road sections nationwide. According to Nepal Police Headquarters, roadways in Songkhua Sabha, Kabripalanchuk, Sindhupalchuk, Dolpa, Rukum Paschim, Jajarkot and Bajura districts have been blocked due to rain-induced disasters. Authorities are working to restore traffic, but continued rainfall poses challenges to immediate clearance efforts. Meanwhile, a 50-year-old man lost his life after being swept away by a flash flood in Tawas River at Bhimphedi Rural Municipality 1 in Makwanpur District yesterday afternoon. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police Syamu Arial, spokesperson of District Police Office, the victim has been identified as Purushottam Sharma of Birganj Metropolitan City 5. Sharma was taking a dip in the river when the sudden flood struck. He had arrived in Makwanpur with friends from Porsa district for a picnic. Now, a sports news update. Nepal has won the title of the ACC Men's Under-16 East Zone Cricket Cup, defeating Singapore by 2 wickets in a thrilling final held yesterday at the UKM Oval Cricket Ground in Malaysia. Batting first after winning the toss, Singapore was bowled out for 113 runs in 40.5 overs. In reply, Nepal chased down the target in 29 overs, losing 8 wickets. With this victory, Nepal successfully defended its title. Following the win, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and President Ramchandra Paudal extended their congratulations to the Nepali team. Taking to social media, both praised the players, the coach and officials for their achievement and for making the country proud. Likewise, Nepal's hopes for qualifying for the AFC Women's Asian Cup 2026 came to a heartbreaking end following a dramatic penalty shootout loss to host Uzbekistan. In the final match held last night, the game ended in 3-3 draw in regular time with captain Savitra Bhandari Samba scoring a brilliant hat-trick. However, in the penalty shootout, Nepal managed to convert only 2 of their spot kicks, while Uzbekistan scored 4, securing their place in the upcoming continental tournament. This news comes to you from Greater Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Israel is sending a delegation to Qatar today for talks on a possible Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. However, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office has stated that changes requested by Hamas to the latest ceasefire proposal are unacceptable. Hamas, meanwhile, said it responded to the US-backed proposal in a positive spirit. This comes days after US President Donald Trump announced that Israel had agreed to the key conditions for a 60-day truce. The ongoing conflict was ignited on October 7, 2023, when Hamas launched a deadly attack on southern Israel, killing around 1,200 people and taking 251 hostages, according to Israeli sources. In response, Israel launched a military offensive on Gaza that the local health ministry says killed over 57,000 Palestinians, caused a severe hunger crisis, and displaced nearly the entire population. The assault has drawn international concern and accusations of genocide and war crimes, allegations that Israel strongly denies. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Sudarpashchim province, as well as in a few places throughout the rest of the country, with chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at one or two places of hilly regions of Kosi and Bagmati province. There are also chances of light to moderate snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country today. Currently, the monsoon low pressure through is around its average position. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 20 to 22 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 27 to 29 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Major political parties agree to form parliamentary probe committee on civil service bill, cooling off period irregularities. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges Malaysia-Nepal Business Council to invest in Nepal, highlighting legal and structural reforms. Nepal clinches under-16 ACC men's cricket title with 2-wicket victory over Singapore. In football, Nepal misses out on women's Asia Cup qualification. And Israel to send delegation to Qatar for Gaza talks despite unacceptable Hamas demands. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.